This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, County Public Health Officer, Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, wanted to give you some questions. Let us know some things about this COVID-19 situation. We've been looking at a lot of different things with the reports. One of the questions I had that I'm sure has been coming up, Malheur County leading the state right now in the number of cases, at least for yesterday. What can you tell us about what's happening over in that county?
Well, Malheur County is a small county, about 30,000 people out in the Ontario area, and they've really been pummeled by this. They've been pummeled for a few reasons. One is they're close to Idaho, which has had a large outbreak. They've had some workplace outbreaks, most specifically at the Snake River Penitentiary. And then they're small, and because they're small, they don't have lots of staff to go ahead and keep this under control. There are news reports that it's parties that have been spreading the disease.
And they have been consistently one of the higher counties in Oregon over the last week. The other ones, of course, still tend to be Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas, and Marion counties at our sort of the center of the state population.
Yes. So the big areas up there really have had lots of disease. They've had a lot of sporadic cases. That is, cases they can't track to other cases, and that is a big worry.
Now, one of the things that comes out in the county data every day is how many people are in isolation, and in fact, right now it is 20, according to yesterday's reports. I thought maybe it would be good to explain to people exactly what that means when someone's in isolation. It might sound kind of obvious, but I want to be specific about what that means for those people who are in isolation.
The people who are in isolation are people who either confirmed that they've had, that is, that they've had a positive test, or presumptive, meaning that they've had close contact with somebody who's a case and have symptoms suggestive of COVID. Those are the people we think are contagious, and the reason they're in cages are the reason they're in isolation is because we think they're contagious. So in isolation means you should really not have direct contact with anyone other than family members. And that means that you won't spread it to anybody else.
So it basically means for someone's living situation, they're just staying in a bedroom or a room of the house then, huh?
Well, if possible, staying in your own room would be great, and having your own bathroom and meals delivered to the door would be ideal. We know in some families that can't happen, in which case the whole family quarantines together.
And how long are folks in quarantine?
So people are in isolation or quarantine for somewhere between 10 and 14 days. Can be a little longer if people are symptomatic for a long time, but it's usually 10 to 14 days.
And so that means no getting out of the house at all?
Well, no getting in the house where you might expose other people. So, you know, if you want to go in the backyard and sit in the backyard and enjoy the sunshine, that's perfectly fine. But we don't want you to expose anybody outside the household.
And I ask these questions because when folks get in situations where they come across this and are put in isolation, just the reality of, I mean, depending on what your job is, you may or may not be able to do it remotely, and it impacts really all other aspects of your life and frankly does not sound like a real easy situation to deal with.
It can be a very difficult situation for people. We especially worry about people who have jobs that they can't do by telework, and those people can lose pay. Now, there is a way to go ahead and get some money for that, but it's not easy. So we do recognize that when we ask people to isolate and quarantine, that this is a big ask.
So we've had the change in the indoor public places mask requirement in recent days. How do you feel?
I think it's going very well. I think the number of the amount of mask use has tremendously improved. I think it's probably well over half at this point, which is a tremendous improvement from the maybe 20% that we've had before.
And of course, some stores have the signs from the state in the windows. Some don't. But for people who are still not sure about the idea of wearing masks, what would you say from the public health standpoint as to their benefit?
Well, we do think that wearing masks can definitely decrease the spread of this disease. And how much it decreases, we don't know, but it's anywhere from a few percent to enough to make the curve change enough. And at this point, it's only public health measures that's going to change this curve. You know, if we see what's happening in Florida or Arizona right now, it is totally heartbreaking. You know, we have about 1/20 of the disease in those areas, but there's nothing to think that it couldn't strike here, leading to hospitalizations and deaths. So Little Malheur County has already had 2 deaths. You know, we, thank goodness, have had none, and we've had a low amount of disease. So we're 3 times as big as Malheur County, but only had 1/3 the number of cases of disease. So I'm really pleading with people to keep doing the things we've asked them to do. Socially distance, stay home when you're sick, wear a mask, and wash your hands.
And I know people are probably increasingly, with the warmer weather, and this week we're going to be up to 90 here in a few days, finding it difficult to want to stay away from other people.
So you may want to go stay away from other people, but please stay away from other people indoors. Being outdoors, we think, is very safe. So on these warm days, if people want to go to the river, if people want to go hiking, those are perfectly, perfectly fine activities. It's just small gathered activities that we worry about.
What are some of the things that are going on with the Douglas Public Health Network right now? Are you pretty much staying on the same course you've been, or are there anything different going on, anything new?
Well, we've hired some new people to help us with case investigations and assisting people who are in quarantine. We do know that it's hard when you're in quarantine. So, for example, this weekend I delivered thermometers and donuts to a family in quarantine in Reedsport. So we're doing those kind of things to support people in quarantine. We're continuing to do testing. We did testing last Tuesday and Friday, had 2 of our biggest testing days, and then I did testing in Reedsport on Saturday. So, you know, we're doing all those regular things we're doing. And again, Douglas County has a very low rate of disease in comparison to the rest of the county. We have about 4% of the population. There's been over 10,000 cases in the state. So we would be expected to have 400 or more cases, and we've only had 60. So, you know, we're doing far better than the other places. I thank people for their tremendous vigilance.
What about people who want to go to Eugene, Portland, Bend, whatever, and see family, or vice versa? What's your advice?
Well, that's a risky activity. And, you know, seeing anybody from out of area is a risky activity because, for example, people visiting from Arizona are 20 times more likely to have the disease than your neighbor next door. So that is a risky activity. If you are going to do those activities, doing them outdoors is always better than indoors. Shorter meetings are better than longer meetings. And if somebody is sick, please, please, please have them stay home. We have a couple of reports that over the 4th of July that sick people went to family gatherings and exposed dozens of people while they were sick.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.